Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I hope everybody is having a great day. Not everybody can have a great day, but I hope at least everybody listening to the show is having a great day, because I care. And today, I'm going to give you a show that, you know, sometimes people don't even think about all the things that are going on, but people start putting, you know, having a little epiphanies of, oh, wow, they know this stuff about me, or they can track me, or what have you. But I'm going to try to stitch technology together for you today, because we've been sold a bill of goods, and I want to pose some questions for you so that you can put things into perspective, because if we understand the intent of our society is supposed to be a free, or let's just say individual liberty and individual sovereignty are the two tenets that are the foundation of American society. And so we're getting to a point where we have all sorts of reasons that justify the need for intrusions in our, what some people call privacy, but what I'll just consider the essentials of your life. Because as we have to have this, some process of tracking, finding, and going after illegals, potentially bad guys, such as all the refugees that we're letting in here that are, on this side of becoming radicalized is what they call it. I will tell you that anybody that is of a theology that talks about dominance for whatever, the ends justify the means, any theology and ideology that has those types of ideologies, the ends justify the means, then we're in trouble, because we're actually allowing that type of mentality, that type of paradigm into our culture, which is an absolute threat to our culture. Because that paradigm, it doesn't sleep. That paradigm is constantly working to take control. I've talked about, and I'll go through it tomorrow, so you want to make sure you listen tomorrow, because if you haven't heard the Billy Graham letter that I've read regarding communism and a call to action, then I think you need to hear this, because this substantiates what I've been telling you throughout my programs for the past year plus. The folks that are in these paradigms that believe theologically that they have to dominate the world, those who are a part of the communist, machine, whether they be wittingly or unwittingly a part of this huge cabal, this huge effort to seize control of our constitutional republic in the world, even though they're completely clueless to what they're doing, they just think that this is a good thing to do. They are hardwired to move forward. Everything they do has become a systematic process in taking control. Sorry, that's the way it works. That's the way they are wired. Those of you who believe, well, can't we live in peace with everybody, love everybody? Well, yeah, so if you're of that theology like a Christian and you believe in, loving and, forgiving and being tolerant and so forth, then we have that wiring that just believes that, well, we just need to help everybody come to the conclusion that what we're doing is better for them. I'm here to tell you that we're losing that battle. And that's because we're not going after, and we're not protecting ourselves. We're not doing what we need to do. And it has nothing to do with the federal government coming in and protecting every facet of our lives through this tech that we're going to talk about today. It has everything to do with the paradigm of allowing them to incrementally engulf us in a spy network, in a big brother scheme to keep track of all of us. Because as they let these bad actors, as they let these bad people, evildoers, whatever you want to call them, into our society, it becomes a better justification for them to ensnare us or to wrap us up in their security network or schema. So we will be diving into text today, and I'm going to try to, you know, paint the picture of all of the beautiful things that they can do for us, or at least so they say. And as you know, you are listening to the only show that talks about the solutions. And I'm up front with my agenda in talking about the news, in talking about tech, in talking about all of these things. Why and what am I up front about? I'm up front because I'm about the solution, and the solution can't occur without you. In other words, we need you to start demanding compliance to the Constitution for all governments. We got to start with the federal government because they're the ones that are completely out of check. And when they fall, we all fall. The world falls. So I'm up front and telling you that as I give you all of this news, I'm hoping that it motivates you to say, you know what, I cannot afford my life, my family cannot afford not getting engaged. It's that simple. And so here I am telling you all of these things, and I'm telling you these things for a reason. I will tell you the mainstream media is not telling you that they are so biased in how they present the gun argument and how they present all of these other things, because it is their intent to completely engulf you with what they believe is best for you and society, and that is an all-seeing government, all-knowing government that controls every facet of our lives. That means that they're just a propaganda machine for the communist movement. The communist movement that has been a part of the deep state for decades, and the communist I don't mean that lightly. We can go back to FDR days, and if you look at the Venona Project, you'll find that the people that have been entrenched in the federal government were actual spies for the communist movement. Most people will put it into perspective that the communist movement is Russia. It's not. It's the U.S. It is every single country that is a puppet for the globalists. The globalists have been trying to work all of us and herd all these cats into this one big room that they want to put us. And actually, that room is a lot smaller than everybody that needs to go into it. So that's why I talk about these things called the Georgia Guidestones, because these ideologues, these globalist ideologues believe that they need to kill off a lot of people because we have way too many people. And once they have full control of us, all of those who think otherwise that these things are good, all of those who challenge their paradigm, well, you and I, we're probably the ones that will be on the, let's call it the chopping block. So I know I'm setting all of this up, and I know I'm telling you that you're listening to the only show that is going to talk about these things very frankly, because we need to engage immediately. And I need your help. We need your help. And I'm hoping all of this stuff makes sense. You know, there's lots of really good cliches that come from the conservative entertainer network out there. This is not that conservative entertainment network. This is a program. This is a movement that is actually trying to do everything we can to stop this, bring down the facade and stop this movement before it's too late. So again, today we're going to focus on tech, and it's not about social media. That is just one little tentacle. And so the number to call in, or actually, let me give you the number. If you want to dial in whenever you're out and about, you got to leave your radio, what have you, just dial on your phone 605-562-4444. 4209, and you'll be able to connect and listen to this show over your phone without having to use your streaming or your data minutes. If you are one of those people that's constantly on that threshold of going over your data allowance, you don't need to use your data allowance to listen to this show live. Just turn on your phone, put your earbuds in, and listen. Anyway, let me get into some groveling because I'm almost out of time. And as I was just saying, we are about the solution. We are doing everything we possibly can, and we need your support. And there's many ways you can support us. I still haven't gotten these doggone commercials I promised people to do. It's just because my life is way too busy too. But if you drink coffee, buy Red State Coffee, and that link is on the Reclaiming the Republic homepage. We're going to start putting it out on our sponsor page as well. It's just that all of my support infrastructure is me, and so I can't do everything. That's why I need your help. But anyway, if you buy coffee and that the funds that go into that, we will get a stipend. We will get a percentage of that because the folks behind Red State Coffee are supporting us, and we need your support. And that's one way you can support us. Another way you can support us is our crowdfunding campaign. And as you know, there's other ways you can directly support us. But let me finish up all of this groveling when we come back from the break and dive into what we call the tech segment. I think you're going to enjoy this, so please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so that dialogue was going into crowdfunding. We have a crowdfunding campaign out there. As you know, it is on GoFundMe, and you can find it by looking for Reclaiming the Republic, or you can go to reclaimingtherepublic.org. Right there on the homepage, you'll find a link that'll take you straight to it. I try to tell you that this isn't about money, but it costs money to travel. It costs money to do these things, to be on the air. So we need some support. But we don't necessarily need, you know, everybody can support. If you don't have the money, you don't necessarily mean that, or that doesn't necessarily mean you cannot support this. If you've got a computer, you have some time, you've got some computer savvy, some, you know, phone skills or what have you, you can get involved. Why don't you just send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic, like others have done, and we will help you figure out how you can help save our Constitution and our Republic. Another way you can help is as doing what you're doing right now, as you listen to the show, getting other people to start tuning in so they can start getting the message, so that they can understand the ramifications of all of these things that are going on around us, things that are in our lives, and how they are designed to take away our liberties, and how we actually have the solution in preserving our liberties. I don't know what you're doing for Constitution Day, but it's sneaking up on us. We're almost into May. This week we hit May, so Constitution Day is just a few more months away. What are you going to do? How are you trying to elevate constitutional awareness in your town, your community, in your state, your county, what have you? Are you calling your county commissioners or supervisors or whatever you call those guys that are the sovereigns and legislators for your county? Are you asking them, what are they going to do? Are you asking your mayor, your city councilman, or whoever at your local level, what are we going to do to start recognizing Constitution Day? They call it Constitution Week because sometimes it's really hard to acknowledge, and the federal government, for some reason, has never created a holiday to bring about constitutional awareness. Do you think that's by design? I believe it is, because they've made all sorts of holidays for all sorts of politically correct agendas. But why is it that they're not recognizing the one thing that guarantees our individual liberty and our individual sovereignty? Good question for you. We recognize Independence Day, but that's passé, if you ask me. That was just the catalyst in getting us to this constitutional republic. I'm telling you, it was the divine hand of providence. It was not just a natural thing that the Constitution was just going to land on the table because of the Declaration of Independence. Absolutely not. The Articles of Confederation were failing, and it was good, righteous men that called and saw the need and called for the Constitutional Convention to occur. And it was because they humbled themselves, because this is exactly what they said, because they humbled themselves, the divine hand of providence inspired them in creating a system that had never been even thought of ever in the history of mankind. A system that has checks and balances both horizontally and vertically. A system that was designed so that if we went this far amok, that eventually somebody might come along and say, hey, you know, this system actually has a process that allows us to heal it, because it's a contract, because the states are the stakeholders of that contract, and the states can say, enough already, you violated our liberties, you violated everything to a point where we are no longer going to tolerate this. You know, just like parents. Parents will put up with their kid making all sorts of noise until it reaches a threshold to say, are you kidding me? I can't even sleep now. Go to bed. Put those things away. You don't have the authority to have those things. Are you going to try to kill somebody? Those types of things, right? I mean, everybody that has had kids understands that you have to keep your kids under control. And we have failed to do that, as the states are the parents in this relationship and the federal government is the child. So let's kind of dive forward, and let me just actually cover a couple of things. First off, Red Pill Expo is coming up June 7th, 8th, and 9th. We're just a month away, and I've really failed in creating this commercial. I feel really bad, and I got to get this out. So I need to do this week. I got to find the time so that I can get these commercial spots out to G. Edward Griffin. I also want to promise you that we're going to cover some other things, not just tech today, but we're going to cover some other things that we can't necessarily get into right now. And the only reason we can't get into it is because I promised you, and we're going to get into this. But all the news that isn't going anywhere, because that's what I like to say, this huge cabal, this huge conspiracy, the coup, the deep state, none of these things are going anywhere. It's not like somebody's going to flip a switch and poof, wow, we were saved. It's all gone. Isn't that great? This is so entrenched. This is so deep. It takes a long time to get to the bottom and to root all of this out. And really, I'm telling you, the only way we will rid ourselves of the deep state and all of these problems that are buried within this general government, this federal government, is republic review. It's not any of these little things, because those little things, whether it be, you know, the 17th Amendment, which I support, or our first right, which I support in passing some of these amendments, those will not save us. And it amazes me, as I tell people of all these different organizations that, you know, can't break away from what they're doing, because it is their relevance and this is their lifeblood, because this is their job. This is how they're making money. They can't abandon that. And I'm telling you, the only process that will actually, and people, those of you who hear this and know this, and we do not get this initiated because not enough people have, you know, taken the initiative of getting involved, then we will rue the day. Because when we're dealing with a situation, when we're dealing with an out-of-control government that is controlling every facet of our lives and they have seized full control, we will rue the day, because you know that you had an opportunity to participate. And I think that is hell itself, when you know you could have done something and you didn't. So why is it that you would inflict hell upon yourself and your future life and even your kids? Your kids are going to find out that, Dad, Mom, you knew you could have done something. How are you going to face your kids in trying to deal with the reality that your liberties are gone and the federal government, this global government, is now in full control and there's nothing you can do about it bar getting killed by just, you know, and that's what's going to happen. There's going to be lots of people that will die. That is the outcome when these types of things transpire, because there's a lot of really good people that are all caught up in all these little tangents that are going to do what they can to fight. There's all sorts of, you know, they call them preppers. There's all sorts of people that are prepping for the doomsday. You know, if I had their money and their energy in prepping for the doomsday, instead of doing that, in prepping and actually fighting and engaging in the solution of republic review, they wouldn't have to have a place to put all that food and ammo and all the things that they're doing. I hope that all makes sense, but that's the reality that I'm looking at, and unfortunately, it's kind of like comical. But here's some of the news that I'm not going to get into, and we will get into it this week once we kind of cover through this or go through all of this. We're going to get into the links that Obama and his administration knew about Hillary's email, the dossier, and all of these things. They have a very good spy machine that is capable of identifying anything and everything that we're doing. I want to talk about the protest that's going on in Hong Kong. I want to also talk about the pulling down of the Mississippi flag in New Jersey. I definitely want to talk about Ron Chernow and what he did at the White House dinner this past weekend. I want to go into looking at why Iran is looking at pulling out of the nuke treaty. I want to talk about Trump tearing up the UN arms treaty. And there's even this little thing called the NRA cleaning house. And what is it that they're cleaning up? What is it? What direction are they going? And those things, like I said, this is news that's not going anywhere, along with all of these other things. But let me get into the tech and let me dive straight into this and just let me kind of pose this out. When most people think tech, they think about devices and gadgets. They think about convenience. They think about, you know, neat things that you can do. There's all sorts of neat apps. I have people showing me that are, you know, keeping track of the chemtrails and all of these planes that are putting those aerosols overhead And there's no doubt about it. That stuff's happening. If you don't believe me, maybe we'll do an episode on chemtrails. But they have an app for that where you can actually point your phone at an aircraft and it'll tell you what commercial flight it is, or if it's a military flight or one of those chemtrail sprayers, it will not acknowledge that, because that flight data and information is being protected. So there's all sorts of people that are even using their devices and gadgets in, you know, keeping track of the global government and all of that. And most people think that this is all benign, that these things, you know, it's okay. It's really not that intrusive. It's really not that enveloped with each other. It is not entrenched. And I'm here to tell you, those people who believe that are so wrong, because there are people, there are entities, and there are reasons why these people and entities want access to what you're doing and why you're using that app, or they know why you're using that app, like the chemtrail app. And so, as you can tell, I'm at a hard break, so we'll be back getting into this and how you can get more involved. Stay tuned.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. As I was just saying, most people believe that all these things are benign, but I am here to tell you that things are becoming connected. And as a matter of fact, with 5G, everything is getting connected, and we'll get into that. And I've covered this, and anybody that understands the Internet of Things understands that it's not just people. The Internet is going to get overwhelmed by all sorts of transmissions of data that all of these things are going to be sharing with each other. So let's actually take it from a different perspective. What is it that you do that has no tech involved in it? Do you think that you can actually go out there and maybe take a shower? No tech in the room. It's just you running water. Do you believe that that type of activity or event is not tracked by technology? Well, I'm here to tell you that your water meter has a little register on it, or I should say a transmitter, that actually identifies every time you're consuming water. Yep. What about your alarm clock when it goes off in the morning? Remember, I'm talking about this Internet of Things. whether you use a digital desktop type of alarm or whether it is your phone and you're using an app like the clock on your phone, then that data can be captured and transmitted and say, so-and-so just woke up. Because every little electronic device that you have plugged into your house has a digital footprint or signature that they can tell exactly what that little appliance was that just went off. If they want to have that type of information, if they want to, you know, create that much data collection on every one of us, they can. But they don't, because it would be a little bit of an overload right now. But as they improve the databases, as they improve the cloud, then they will be able to, it's just like a vacuum. They're just going to be sucking stuff up, just like what we heard about what NSA was doing in our phone conversations and emails. They do not have the ability to analyze every conversation, but they do have applications that can kind of, you know, quickly search through that stuff to find keywords. And as they get better in in artificial intelligence, they'll actually be able to spy live every phone conversation, every text, and every email. Because it's just about having enough resources, and they're buying and developing these resources to do that. People are saying, well, NSA kind of stopped that collection. No, they haven't, because if they did, then they'd start dismantling the apparatus that they used in collecting and storing that data. They just turned it off. That's all they did. They turned it off. The only way you can wake up in the morning is if you have a hand crank Big Ben and you're in a room that does not have any type of monitoring possible on it, like your smartphone. You don't have a TV or anything else that would hear that alarm clock that would be able to register and go, okay, the bad guy is up, because that's how much they have. That is how many different resources that they can collect intelligence on us. Isn't all this stuff benign, as I would keep on saying? Most people go, it's all benign. Yes and no. As I said, if you become somebody of interest, then all of a sudden they have the ability to do and monitor almost anything and everything you do, especially if you go out of your way to giving them access to all of this type of data. If you go out and buy a television, then you actually need to have, because your microphone can be, or I should say, your speakers can become microphones on televisions. The only way you can really have a television that is not a smart device is having a monitor that is literally just a video display. And, or you can have a projector that is just a video display. It doesn't have any microphone. It doesn't have any audio, which means it won't have any ability to pick up. But if it can play music, if it has a speaker in it, that speaker can be utilized as a microphone as well. And so the fact is that they are connecting more and more to your digital, and what we like to call a digital footprint or fingerprint, to identify you from the things that you do to the places that you go, from what you buy and even throw away. And you know, you're going to say, well, hold it now. They don't monitor what we throw away. Not yet, but they can. And this is the point, that when they do garbage collection and you are the person of interest, they can actually collect your trash, because they do this all the time. Law enforcement, as soon as you put your trash out on the curb, it becomes public access. In other words, law enforcement can now go into it and sift through it to find out what it is you're consuming, what it is you're doing, and that type of stuff, and gathering intelligence. The only way that your trash does not become public access is if you actually bury it in your backyard, or you haul your own trash to the dump, and you get all sorts of ways of, because if they really want to know what's in your trash, they can keep track of you. And, you know, if they want, oh, okay, this guy's throwing it away on his own, they can act, if they have the resources, if you're that important, they can follow you to the dump. And my point is that no, they're not monitoring all of this simultaneously on everybody, but they can on select individuals, and they can get into the details of monitoring every facet of your life if you're that important to them. And believe it or not, they want to get to a point where they can monitor. And if you live in a state like California, where you have to have your paper in one trash can, your, you know, cans and recyclables and bottles and or green waste, where they have a trash can for almost everything. And the data has actually come in that the recycling does not work. It is not worth the effort of what they're doing. At least that is some of the data that's starting to come back, that it's just becoming more and more expensive. It was great when labor was cheap, but now everybody wants living wages. Going through and sorting your trash just isn't worth it anymore. And so the government has to subsidize this kind of crap. And so who pays for it? You, the productive. It's the transferring. And it's not just about the distribution of wealth, it is also the government taxing the productive so that they can better monitor and better control you. But I am here to tell you that it's not all just that. If you use public services, they can give you a picture, you know, of a car. Let's say you're trash. And this has actually happened. Even out in remote areas in a remote county like I live, let's say you go, hey, how come you didn't pick up my trash today? Did you know that your dump trucks have monitoring systems with cameras on it? They can show you the picture of the car that was blocking your trash can. So even your trash collector has a level of tech that's going beyond what you already know. It is getting that, let's just say it's getting that intrusive. Even your cars, if you're buying a brand new car, your car has an onboard diagnostics computer that is monitoring all sorts of things. And this onboard diagnostic computer can report to the government, to the state agencies, that you have modified your engine and you are no longer in compliance with EPA emissions. In California, they have monitoring systems along most of the highways. They have not turned these things on yet in emission enforcement because they have to get a big enough web and a big enough network before they can turn that on. But as your car goes by these monitoring stations, and if you have an onboard diagnostics computer, it will tattletale on you to the state government so that they go, hey, you've modified your car or it's failing, and we just want you to know that you're polluting our environment and you have to go down and get this fixed. Especially in these states that actually monitor the pollution of, you know, vehicles and so forth in a very aggressive manner. The flyover states, they don't have this, but they can, and they can start instituting this. And I'm telling you, in the flyover states, because of the rhinos are absolutely loving this new technology that they can get and envelop you as well into controlling you. And that's why, you know, there's a lot of, I'll call them good patriots and even Republican parties in some states that are putting their foot down saying, this is getting out of control. Where's the focus on our liberties, our individual liberties, privacy, sovereignty, and so forth? You already know probably that your credit card has a chip in it. And that chip, as you walk in a store with RFID tracking capabilities, knows that you just walked in that store and you have that card on you. They know when you leave that store. As you know, that there's people that can do scanning that actually, as they walk right by you, they can pick up your credit card information. Well, this type of stuff is also, this technology is in your smartphones. That's why many places have gone to the level of using smartphones for auto pay and all of these other different things. because and as soon as they can get us away from credit cards and away from cash, the better, because then they can track every purchase and everything that we're doing even better. And they love the fact that they can gather this data and actually use cross-referencing relational databases and so forth. So we'll be right back after this.
Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. The more you connect your smart devices, the more they are able to track you. You have better autonomy on your home computer than your smart devices. Why? Because they're putting a lot of effort, because they know that the useful idiots, those kids that are already programmed in embracing the statist ideology, that's all they use are smartphones. They don't have desktop computers, except for those kids or those people who have to use them. They're very happy having these great computer devices on them. This is precisely why China has been giving all of their folks these phones, so that they can actually all be connected and be monitored. They're willingly having the state put cameras in their homes. They know they can't pull that kind of crap here. But I'm telling you, America is leading in the Big Brother movement, even though China has made moves and steps that are outpacing us. The fact is, if it's being done somewhere, it will grow legs and come here as well. And I'm telling you, everybody already has noticed that if you talk or you mention or say something about a product that you might be looking at, you don't even have to actually put it into your phone. If your phone is on, people noticed over the Christmas period that as they were talking with their spouses or somebody about some type of product, the next thing they knew, they were getting a barrage of commercials in their browsers, in social media, and so forth. Hey, are you looking for a tent? Because you said tent to somebody. They're tracking you to that degree. Now, most people think, well, that's just the commercial side. It's okay if companies track us. No, it's not. I'm telling you, it is not okay. We should not be allowing companies into our lives. But you're more than willing. You're a sovereign person that can actually allow these things and surrender these liberties. But as you do, do not be upset with the fact that they now barrage you and are intruding in every facet of your lives. I've already told you, televisions can spy on you. All of these smart devices or artificial intelligence devices like Alexa, Echo, and so forth, Dot, these all actually keep track of what the heck it is you are doing. They're monitoring you. We've even heard cases where artificial intelligence has heard something that's going on in a home, and they've gone in, raided and arrested the folks in that home. This stuff doesn't necessarily all go to the federal government, but I'm telling you, why is it that they would even want this? And why is it that they're creating these portals in their cloud and their databases so that they can do this? Why does the CIA need to know what you're buying or even looking at on Amazon? Think about that. Why? Why is it that they even want to know this stuff? That should bother you right there, that Amazon, since the 90s, has been sharing your data with the CIA. They have relational databases, and they even have created portals that can share these relational databases. And as they go into Amazon Web Services standards, and as they go into standardizing data, metadata, and how to collect that, how to store that, how to process that, my friends, it is Big Brother on steroids. It's not just the CIA. There's all sorts of unwitting, unknowing good agencies out there sharing data, whether it's the DMV, law enforcement, or even your local grocery store. Yeah, that's right. How many have opted into the savings with your local grocery store so you can save money on gas, so you can save some, you know, get refunds and cash back? It's all because everybody wants to track you. And, oh, by the way, remember how the phone companies were willingly giving away your calling information to NSA? Do you think that when the government comes along and says, we want you to share your customer data with us, the federal government, I'm here to tell you that when they go down those portals and they're paying Albertsons, Safeway, Kroger's, or Piggly Wiggly, and all of these different grocery stores around our republic, I forgot which one, the big one on the East Coast and so forth, because these are all regional, but they're actually all getting tied together. They're actually all getting bought up. They're merging through mergers and acquisitions. And I'm here to tell you, my friends, that the government, and they're happy, because I'm telling you, the grocery stores, they may make money, but they're not making that much money when the government comes along and says, we want to give you more for sharing this data with us because we appreciate this. Eventually, they become hooked on the subsidies, and government shouldn't be buying your data so that they can monitor you. And even if it comes along as they present it with a really benign thing, oh, we only want it for this particular purpose, but oh, by the way, it goes into their cloud and it's shared everywhere because of these relational databases. My friends, it's not about whether you have something to hide. It's not about, you know, what you're doing in your life. It's about why do they want to know this stuff about you? Why is it that they're collecting and garnering and getting this information? You know, Congress, you know, some people think that Congress is just a bunch of fools. They don't know what they're doing. I'm telling you, the big and the bad players in the government do know what the heck's going on. It's most of the people that just go in there because they convince somebody to let them in, and then they get replaced because the people believe in a high turnover rate. That doesn't happen too much in Congress, but there are places that say, you know what, we're so fed up with this person, we're going to get rid of them. You know, there is a reason for getting rid of and every election cycle putting a new person in. First off, we can keep them from getting their beautiful golden parachute retirement packages. Senators and congressmen should not be getting an elitist status just because they were in public service. Are you kidding me? It's not like they're putting their life on the line like those in the military. Those people actually deserve the golden parachutes. I'm here to tell you that we're in a state, we're in a process that's going on right now that is scary. And that's the fact of the matter. It is a very scary prospect. So the question is, why is it that they want to know this information? Is it for your convenience, for your security? And I'm here to tell you, it's for control. Corporations want to be... You think that if you have competition in food for Albertsons, Safeway, or Vons, or Kroger's, or whomever, do you think that they want to really share your money with, you know, the other competitor? No, they want to entrap you. They want to make sure that you keep coming back to them. It's that simple. And so I'm here to tell you that it's all about control. This is why Republic Review is, and if you put your head into this paradigm of what Republic Review will do and what we're dealing with at our government level, this is why Republic Review is your only hope, because it takes away everything that the federal government is doing is unconstitutional. They have no business doing these things. Republic Review will actually dismantle, will dismantle the Leviathan, or what I like to call the Machine Messiah. And so this is only a tip of the iceberg as we start seeing it. Do you think they're telling us of all these great ways that they're being able to analyze and extrapolate data to keep track of what you're doing, what you're thinking, and why? With everything moving into the cloud, they can do more in analyzing you than they even imagined, and these things are bearing fruit. Data is falling into their lap, and they're actually being overwhelmed, but it's just a matter of days, weeks, or maybe a year or two where they can actually extrapolate that data and exploit it to the max. I'm here to tell you, my friends, that our framers did not create a limited government to have these types of powers. The point, in fact, is that they created a system that would protect us from these precise things, from these precise paradigms within our culture. What the heck happened to our gene pool? Who's been pissing in the gene pool that has allowed us to get down this track? It's been a very complacent society. It has become a very lazy society, and one willing to constantly surrender our liberties for our security. These old men, these framers who created our government, Benjamin Franklin knew this, that for surrendering a little bit of liberty for security, we will end up not having any either. In other words, you won't have any security and you won't have any liberty either, because as they continually collect and move in this direction, they are taking control. What does it take? What is it going to take? When you start looking, and I want you to start examining technology in your life and what you're surrendering. I am G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic and we need your help. God bless. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am
trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.